Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talking Sports with the 12th Man. I am Andre Peterson. I'm trying to wait and see if Mr. Rob Ford is going to join us, but that's okay. You are officially Talking Sports with the 12th Man today. Of course, it's Tuesday, January the 7th, and man, it's been a fun time, man. It's been a couple of weeks since we had a chance to talk to you guys in America, but officially we are back. Hope you guys are okay from holiday festivities, whether you guys were eating a lot of food, spending time with family, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Festivus, all that jazz. But officially, we are Talking Sports with 12th Man. As always, the number to call the show is 424-243-9519. We always have some interesting and fun topics to talk about. So, you know, obviously, that's the number to call the show. If you want to hit us up, we are available via Twitter. The Twitter page, it's obviously 12th Man, at number 12, THMAN Sports. We're also available via Facebook, so if you want to find us on our Facebook page, go to facebook.com/12thmansports, or if you actually put Talking Sports within that, if you put that in as far as a search page, you'll be able to find us as well. So, like I said, if Robert's on the one, it'll be a very, very short show, since I don't really... I think you guys won't hear me talking to myself too much, but plus, even though as much as I can talk to, even though I can talk a long time, I don't think everyone wants to talk too much. But man, we're going to talk about a lot of things. First and foremost, we're going to talk about some predictions on the NFL playoff games this weekend. We're also going to talk briefly regarding, I guess, how much longer will the Bengals wait for Andy Dalton to turn the corner? Because that's a pretty big move as far as he kind of struggled in this weekend's game versus the Chargers, so we're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with that. We're going to talk a little bit also as far as Texas and the boosters actually believing they made a mistake in hiring Charlie Strong. That's kind of a strong opinion. Talk a little bit about that. I think we're going to also talk about a very, very incredible game, obviously last night versus NASA Championship, but FSU, the Florida State Seminoles, taking down Auburn in an epic comeback last night. Talk a little bit about the preseason top number five for next season for college football. The Bulls and the Cavs, they made a nice little trade, but if you're the Bulls, you're not too happy about the trade, I would imagine. And then finally, maybe we'll talk about some fantasy shout-outs. We may not get some time to talk about that, but that's essentially what we're discussing tonight. So, as mentioned, looks like Rob is not joining us just yet, but that's okay. We'll keep it moving as always, and it's always a fun time. But first and foremost, without further ado, let's kind of talk about some predictions here over the weekend. And I guess the biggest thing I do want to talk about briefly is some really great games as well. I know if you are a fan of the Colts like myself, they pulled off a phenomenal comeback versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Just good to see them playing their game. It's been a pretty, pretty good move. I don't know if it was kind of a shocking game, but like I said, that was a great move as far as that. And let's talk about this weekend's games. And I guess the biggest thing I do want to talk about real briefly is the Chargers and the Broncos. This is a game I'm always interesting to see how it happens as far as Peyton Manning. He is a totally different quarterback in the postseason, and that's not a knock on him. I'm just saying just he's always seemed to kind of get a little bit more what's the word? I don't know if the word is tight during the playoffs, but it seems like he's kind of a different quarterback. So I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen with that. But they are playing at home. So I do kind of give a slight edge to the Broncos in this game. They've been playing fantastic. You know, they kind of had their bye. I think it's going to be an interesting game. But I do think the Broncos will pull us out. I think it's going to be a good game from the Chargers, but I think it's going to happen. We're going to switch gears. Let's talk about, you know, still in the AFC. you got the Colts versus the Patriots. And the Colts, as we mentioned, they had a great game versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, I would have loved to see the Chiefs play the Patriots. Colts were very surprised they were able to pull this off. This is going to be a tough game for New England. If you didn't know what happened, the Colts actually re-signed. They actually signed Deion Branch to actually play for the Patriots, and he knows pretty much everything about that Patriots offense. So I'm sure they're probably throwing him all the checks. Very cerebral player. I think this is a strategic move by the Colts. I don't know if it's going to be enough, though, because right now, even though the Patriots have had a lot of injuries, Bill Belichick always does a pretty great job as far as coaching, and I think he's got enough tricks up his sleeve to make it very difficult for Andrew Luck. So right now, I'm not saying that the Colts won't beat them eventually, but right now I give a slight edge to New England, even though I'm pulling very, very hard for my Colts, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're able to pull an upset. So many games we've got to discuss. Let's drop into our teams that had a couple byes, the Seattle Seahawks as well as the Carolina Panthers. The Seahawks are going to take on the New Orleans Saints, who had a very, very good game versus the Eagles. They pulled off the last-second comeback there, they proved this wrong, able to win that proverbial road game in very, very tough temperatures. But they were able to pull it off. I don't think that they're going to be as lucky. I mean, unless they have revenge on their minds. And I wanted to get a chance to talk to Robert because I was going to ask him about Peyton's comments about some sweatpants, but just kind of change up the whole thing with the Saints too. But I think the Seahawks are well rested. They are trying to prove they're on a mission and they're the best team in the league, and they are playing at home. And I know even though they got beat by Arizona, I think they're going to definitely pull it off in this game. Even though history does state that if you're a wild card team, you're able to come and make a comeback. So I like the Seahawks in this particular matchup. Our next game is another big matchup. You've got Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers versus the 49ers. And just kind of recapping the game last week, I was very, very impressed with Colin Kaepernick. For some reason, he seems to have the Green Bay Packers number. He just seems to go off on them. He had a huge game once again running against them. He really didn't run that lot this season, and we were thinking that a lot of teams have figured out the read option quarterback, but you know, in all actuality, it just seems like I guess he was saving his best for last. So Kaepernick, for some reason, some teams have some kryptonite, and apparently the kryptonite for the Packers is having a quarterback like Colin Kaepernick. So a very, very great, entertaining game. Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he's 100% healthy. He did a phenomenal time playing against the Bears and kind of coming back to rescue that team. But they're not quite there yet. Excuse me, America, defensively as far as that, too. So that is what I have on the docket, kind of my predictions here for the 2013 playoffs. And then, you know, we're getting down to it, so we're not that far off from the Super Bowl. And like I said, it's been a pretty, pretty good game so far, so we'll see how that plays out. I'm actually texting Rob right now to see what's going on with him. And anyway, it's all good. Let's keep it moving. Where are we at now? Let's talk more or less as we keep it moving here. We're going to talk briefly about the Bengals and their wait for Andy Dalton, and just kind of keeping along the same path. Those interceptions that Andy Dalton threw were pretty horrendous, if you ask me. And the reason why I say this is because for a quarterback, and you know, maybe it's a situation where there are certain quarterbacks where you're trying to figure out what's going on. Are they going to make it to that next level? And Andy Dalton, there's certain quarterbacks you just know. There's that certain je ne sais quoi, there's certain things they have. I think Rodgers has it, Kaepernick has it, Russell Wilson has the certain quarterbacks that they just have that will to take their team and put them on their back. Certain quarterbacks, certain teams, you know, they may need other pieces. In other words, you know, if you're looking at, you know, Dalton, he's got a fantastic weapon in A.J. Green. I'm sure if you put A.J. Green on the Seahawks, that team becomes just amazingly dynamic with Russell Wilson. You know, Andy Dalton's got a pretty solid run game. He's got an excellent defense. And yet and still, the defense wasn't able to overcome a lot of mistakes that Andy Dalton made. So I'm going to go on the limb. I'm going to say that they're going to give Andy Dalton one more year, turn it around, and if he's not able to do it next year, or possibly, let's be on the lookout, it's a pretty deep draft for quarterbacks. I think the Bengals may decide to draft a guy, or they may go for a veteran. You know, I'm trying to figure out, get in the psyche of the Cincinnati Bengals and kind of figure out their path. Because right now, if I'm looking at the Bengals roster, they've gone the veteran route with the John Kitnas and whatnot. But like I said, I'm not sure if Andy Dalton right now is the answer. And like I said, you surrounded him with a lot of great pieces. You surrounded him with, you know, obviously, like we talked about, AJ Green. He's got a lot of playmakers, you know, Gresham, the tight end. He's got Muhammad Sanu. Maybe he's not the best second wide receiver, but he's got, obviously, he's got Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, who's got the law firm. He's also got Giovanni Bernard, a very surprising rookie, and he's got a top-flight defense. So right now, you know, like I said, I think he's probably got like another year for these men. I won't be surprised if the Bengals draft a quarterback and or pick up a veteran just to make sure that transition goes well, and we'll see how that plays out. Moving right along, and let's talk a little bit briefly about some information about some college news. And if you didn't know what's going on, obviously, Charlie Strong, formerly of Louisville, has accepted the offer to become the next coach of Texas. And right now, Red McCombs, he's a longtime Texas booster, is not quite happy with the decision to hire Charlie Strong. Now, obviously, he wanted Texas to hire John Gruden, and I guess the thought behind this was that it's kind of an interesting thing. I'd like to hear Rob's take on this, because right now I think it's a great move to get Charlie Strong. Obviously, I think there's a couple other guys that would have been a good fit, whether you're James Franklin, you know, obviously Art Brawls from Baylor would have been a good choice. Now, even though he's a little bit older, maybe would have reminded the fans of Mack Brown. But here's a guy, Charlie Strong. He knows how to recruit. I'm sure if you're Florida, you're upset as well, because you would love to take Charlie Strong back and get rid of Will Muschamp. But I think it's a great move. I think it's a good move for Texas. I think Red McCombs is just one of those guys where, you know, maybe he's a little whiny. He didn't get what he wanted, and so he ended up he's upset. Now, you hope that it doesn't affect the boosting, because right now, you know, he's a big-time booster. I mean, he's not the only booster, but, you know, I think it's a great move in that vein. Also, briefly want to talk about Louisville. They were recently, I guess the word of the street is that they secretly reached out to Bobby Petrino. And if you are Louisville, and I know this is one of those situations where it's surprising, you know, obviously Bobby Petrino being from Atlanta and being an Atlanta fan, obviously you know how my thoughts are. I think the dude is a weasel. But the guy is a good coach. You had a feeling that he would resurface at some point at a major college institution. And maybe he has learned his lesson. I'm not going to keep beating him up, because everyone deserves a second chance. But in this instance, you know, the word of the street is that he secretly, once again, under the covers, behind the scenes, actually interviewed at Louisville. And actually, Louisville wants him back. So for the situation, I kind of call it the Chris Brown Rihanna situation, where it's kind of a disaster, and both people are kind of made for each other. So maybe that's the situation with Louisville. He has a tremendous offense. The dude knows how to get quarterbacks in his system. And I think if that actually goes down, Louisville, more power to you. Good luck. So that's my thoughts on that. And, you know, it is what it is. Let's get a number to call the show, 424. What is my number here? 424-243-9519. As mentioned, this is definitely abbreviated because there is no Rob Porter Bounce Off Topics. And as mentioned, guys, I don't want you guys to sit here and listen to me talk too much because, you know, it's been a long week, and that's what it is. Let's talk briefly regarding FSU how they downed Auburn in an epic, epic comeback last night. And I have to say, all of the games, all of the bowl games, every single bowl game was fantastic. Just a great, there's a lot of great games. We didn't have the blowouts like we had before, you know, with, what was it? I think we had some situations where Connecticut was playing like Nebraska or Alabama, certain things like that, Georgia versus Hawaii, just things that didn't actually make sense. And this was a great, great season for bowl games. And it's kind of messed up because I think they finally got it right in the last season. And now we're actually going into that playoff system. So I'm very curious to see how this plays out. You know, obviously it's going to change the format slightly. But like you said, let's kind of see what happens and how that plays out. But needless to say, great game. You had SEC versus the ACC. And it didn't really feel like that because I think Florida State, and you got to give Jimbo Fisher a lot of credit. It seems like Florida State is kind of built like an SEC school. So even though they're in the ACC, as an ACC guy, I'm very, very proud to see the conference get a lot of props. We're back on that. And this is great because I think it puts the ACC back on the map as far as being a legitimate conference once again. You know, and I say legitimate with the Green Bay Mighty too, because obviously there's some teams here that want to do a good job as far as building up to become like Florida State. But if you want to, if you can't beat them, you got to join them. So I guess if you're in the ACC, you got to start getting athletes. You got to start recruiting well. Hopefully, because of Jimbo Fisher, this will maybe jog some other schools to continue to get better. So obviously, you got the Clemson of the world. Clemson is just doing a great game versus Ohio State, but once again. Great game once again. One of the best games I've got, Michigan State at Stanford. You talk about a school, I predicted Stanford to win that game. Michigan State, they played phenomenal. Great defense, just a great game overall. You thought that Stanford was going to wear them down, but it actually turned out to be Michigan State just able to do some great things as well. Another great game I want to talk about, and I'm going to get back to FSU, was Alabama at Oklahoma. And I got to be honest, I did not expect Oklahoma to pull that game out. And whenever you first saw how fast Alabama jumped out the gate, you pretty much assumed that it was going to be over for Oklahoma. But Oklahoma, where do they get this guy, Travis Knight? You talk about a freshman quarterback. Once again, good to hear. If Robert was on the line, he would be praising the fact that Travis Knight is a huge fan of Drew Brees. Just was able to make some great passes as a freshman, be very composed. You hope that he continues to build upon that, but what a bright future does this guy have. FSU at Auburn. You talk about a great game. Jameis Winston did a great job as far as winning the Heisman and also winning the national championship game. And I think I had a trivia question. There's only been three quarterbacks that are able to do that, win the Heisman and win the national championship game. I think one was Cam Newton, one was Matt Leinart, and obviously Jameis Winston falls into that category as well, too. So just a great, great game for him. Let me step back. As far as the great comeback in the fourth quarter, because Auburn had all the momentum. You talk about a squad that was just, focused. Trey Mason did his thing. Nick Marshall playing well. That defense was just phenomenal. And like I said, if you're Auburn, you know, like I said, don't hang your head. I know everyone's been saying that. That sounds like empty words, but, you know, you just didn't, you know, close out the end of the game. So I don't think it's more or less like you guys lost the game, but just more or less like it was just you just got Jameis Winston kind of made plays in the end. So, and he wasn't doing it earlier, so you did a good job of containing him. I know throughout the game there was a couple of different guys that were showing off and doing Heisman poses and doing fake chops. And I think if you are, Gus Malzahn, and Gus Malzahn, fabulous job coaching, I think you kind of just keep him in check, say, hey, guys, never over until it's over. So tell them to keep that moving, make sure that they are understanding what's going down, and making sure they're cool with that. But like I said, phenomenal game, very entertaining game, as a lot of the games were. So I was very impressed with that. But like I said, epic comeback, great to see. That particular thing. And I guess if you're thinking about this as well, you had a lot of potential draft picks on the line, so it was good to see that A lot of teams playing well, and this basically means that coming into next year that I think Auburn, they're going to keep a lot of their players. So I think if you're Auburn, you're good. Maybe you lose a couple of them. And then obviously James Winston coming back, so that's going to put FSU squarely back within the sights as far as coming back in and doing some things too. So we'll keep an eye as far as what's going to happen with that. I guess coming into next year, I think you got to like FSU being number one. I wouldn't be surprised if Auburn is number two. You got to like Alabama, number three, maybe Oregon gets in there in the top five. I like Michigan State somewhere in there too. But like I said, we'll keep an eye on that as far as what's happening with the top five teams. Obviously, what's going to happen with Texas A&M if they lose Johnny Manziel. A couple things you got to keep an eye on. I'm not sure as far as if Ohio State is going to be in there too, maybe their top 10, but we'll keep an eye on as far as what's happening with that as far as the top five for next year for college football. As we wrap up, I do want to talk briefly about some NBA talk. And the Bulls and the Cavs, they had a trade here. They send Luol Deng to the Cavs, and they get Andrew Bynum and a couple of 2016 conditional picks. Now, this is my thought process behind this. And if you didn't know, the Bulls have actually waived Andrew Bynum because I guess they wanted to clear his salary off the books so they can get below the luxury tax. So this is a situation where if you're a GM and it's – I know it's probably addition minus subtraction here. This is a bad move. Number one, the reason why I think it's a bad move is because you're losing a potential all-star, a great player for the Bulls. He was kind of the glue that's hold that team together. And I know the Bulls are kind of in a tailspin because Derrick Rose has not been healthy in the past 2 years. And I kind of understand why they sort of did this, but I don't think it's a good move. They did it because they wanted to acquire more picks. They decided, hey, let's grab some 2016 conditional picks. Hopefully we can get another player. And you're not going to get another player of Derrick Rose's caliber. But they're trying to – maybe they're thinking in their head, maybe we can get some more picks and build for the future too. So, maybe John Paxson was kind of behind the eight ball, but I think there's another way you could execute this move. I think could have gotten something better. Was that the only trade on the horizon? I don't know. But, at least maybe they're trying to store it for some draft picks and figure out what's going on. Andrew Bynum, you talk about a disaster. This guy has not played well since he signed with the Pistons. I don't know if he's just not excited anymore. You talk about a guy that had so much talent but just kind of like let it fall by the wayside. And maybe he was better in L.A. whenever he had Kobe kind of in his ear. And the Lakers were holding on to him. So maybe it was a situation where, maybe having Kobe there, just having somebody kind of get into him was able to be the thing. But right now, very, very bad move as far as Bynum. And even though the problem is he's a seven-footer, so you know what that means. There's going to be some teams that are still going to be interested in him. So, right now the Clippers, Miami, and the Knicks are still kind of expected to kind of make him an offer. But it's just sad because here you have a guy that's just because he's 6'7", he's going to get another opportunity. But the Bulls, that team is definitely going downhill. And I kind of feel sad because this was a squad that you rooted for because they were just a squad that they were just a hard-nosed team. And I think they're starting to lose that window as far as that getting closed. So I want to say there's been another move. Please forgive me, guys, as far as what's been happening as far as that. I'll keep an eye as far as that too. But with that being said, it's been a great, great show, even though it's only been me by myself. And with that being said, guys, I'm going to end this show kind of early. I do want you guys to keep track as far as what's happening next week. We are going to keep it moving. We're going to have some more playoff predictions as far as what's going to happen. We'll have a better picture as far as the NFL. We may not have that much thing to talk about. Maybe we'll talk into some draft talk as far as the NFL. There'll be some more movement as far as the NBA. We'll get into some college basketball talk. It's because college basketball is starting to heat up, and a lot of schools are starting to get into their schedules, playing the ACC schedules and vice versa. So we'll get into a little bit about that. We'll do some more fantasy shout-outs. I know Rob is still holding down in our fantasy league. But other than that, keep an eye on us. I know you guys don't have to necessarily listen to this particular show because it's just me. But typically our shows are definitely archived. So if you want to archive a show, just go back to the show. You can take a peek at our topics. We'll put them in the episode information with our date as far as what's going to be happening and with that. But with that being said, hear my voice crackling. I'm trying to get over this little cold as well. It's been a very rough thing. Don't forget, like us on Facebook. Once again, to facebook.com/12manSportsTalk and Sports 12th Man, as well as don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Rob does a good job as far as updating the pages and all that good jazz. And we'll talk to you guys next week, same time, same channel. I really apologize that it's just me, but we'll keep moving next week. And other than that, I want you guys to enjoy your evening. Seacrest is out. Thank you so much.